Oh, the hassles of a move, the maze of boxes, keeping track of the fragile stuff. But imagine moving 16 times in 2 years. Instead of boxes, you have platforms and cinder blocks and a couple of goats.
Are you going to come over?
That's how it is for the people in Nicholsville, including Richard Gilbert. He's moving his entire house. It's a small shack, really. Just room enough to sleep, but it has a proper door and window.
The inside here, you could make a bedding, you could put yourselves.
The whole structure is moving to a new location. Gilbert is the so-called historian of Nicholsville, and he's lived with the camp since it started in 2008. He says the loss of community is what upsets people most.
We've been struggling with private landowners to get one big site where everybody could stay together safely. So now we're going to be broken up into three different groups, so it's a lot of stress on everybody.
The Nicholsville community decided the moves to each of the three new locations would be dictated by seniority. One of the new locations is in South Central Seattle, near a low-income housing complex. Truby McDowell has been in the tent city less than 3 weeks. She's there with her family, which includes 6 kids. She's struggling with school being out and keeping her kids entertained. And then there's the rain, which keeps everyone cooped up in the tent.
It's quite the challenge. The weather is like this, unfortunately, all I can do is have them inside, so it's a mess in there right now. And, you know, I'm trying to keep everybody from killing each other.
Once the move is done and cleanup at the old West Seattle camp is complete, there's still about $5,000 in bills that Nicholsville needs to pay off. That's for the porta-potties, dumpsters, and a few cell phones. Gilbert says even as Nicholsville was getting close to moving, the population was still growing.
We have gone back up to almost 145 people in this camp, and they keep coming each and every day who just want a place to stay and want to stay safe.
The hope that Nicholsville residents have now, though, is to continue to look for one site and raise money to buy their own land to keep the community together. Monica Spain, KPLU News.